fifth pack of the Mai, Mishnah Yud. Continuing the contents of the previous Mishnayis of when one can take Trumas Maitis from one amount of produce on another. Otis Nokut Hare Ka'oritz. Son is growing a flower pot, and the flower pot has a hole in the bottom and it's on the ground. It has the status of being grown in the earth itself, and therefore it's chayav in Trumas Maitis Doraisa. Torin Ne'aretz Al Otis Nokut, Ne'aretz Nokut Al Ha'aretz. Trumosai Truma. If he took Trumas Maitis from something that's growing in the field and something that's growing in the flower pot that has a hole in it, or the other way around, takes effect, because they're both chayiv midarais. This is all assuming that the Otis Nokov is on the ground. If somebody's on a higher floor and he's growing things in his in a flower pot in his house, it's a whole big discussion, does this have a status of an Otis Nokov or not? And in respect to Trumas Maitis, we treat it as the chumra as an Eino Nokov. You'll see what's the din of the Eino Nokov. So it says, Misha Eino Nokov Ala Nokov. If he has a flower pot that does not have a hole, and he wants to take Maitis from that on a flower pot, he cannot, because flower pot that does not have a hole in it is not considered part of the ground. It's not considered growing in the earth of the land. Whereas the one that has a hole in it is considered like it's growing in a field. The one that does not have a hole is only chayv midrabbonon, and the one that does have a hole is chayv midraisa. So in such a case, truma, since midrabbonon is chayv, if he proclaims part of a truma that's considered truma, the yachs of yitrim, he has to take truma again, because he's basically taking truma from a place which is only chayv and truma midrabbonon, that will not pass the produce that is chayv midraisa. He's going to have to take another truma from the part that is Nokuv and his chayv midraisa. Now Nokuv al she'eino Nokuv truma loy tiyochel. He did the other way around. He took from the flapper that has a hole in it, which is chayv midraisa, and from that produce he was mafresh on produce that grew in a flapper that did not have a hole in it, which is only chayv midrabbonim. So it says the truma that he reclaimed is truma loy tiyochel al tiyochel la truma semaisis. But you cannot even eat this piece that you took off till you take off truma semaisis from that piece itself. Why? Because I proclaim this truma on something which is not mechuyev bechlal and truma semaisis. So inasmuch as the other produce is not mechuyev and truma semaisis, my proclamation of truma did not take effect. So it remains tevel midoraisa, and therefore I have to take another truma semaisis out of that piece that I took off as truma. Lemaisa we paskin that something that grows in the otzis nochiv is chayim trumas maizes drabonim. So if someone's growing vegetables on their roof or in their house or whatever it is, he is chayim to take a trumas maizes. So for various reasons, from Shalom Zaman Oyelbach Paskin, that one should not make a bracha when he's taking off these trumas maizes from something that grew in a otzis shein enokov, a flapper that does not have a hole, or something that's growing on a higher floor.